radio station. Up and down the dial, it's all pretty violent. It's giving me indigestion. But there's Ray and Sean, and they're up at dawn. And there's Michelle, too. She's telling them what to do. Mikey and Shane are take Jim on the street. Everybody knows it can't be beat. But Jim takes off his clothes and it's time to go, or they'll be in police beat. When I'm in my car, I don't know where I'm going. When I'm in my car, I'm driving around but I don't know where. Hello, Jim, you're queen of the fairies. This is Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster. This is Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster.
Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster Show. Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster Show.
Whoa, every day I'm listening to Ray and we all know he rocks. But Jim, we're sure he burgles a church and we all know he likes jocks. When I'm in my car, I don't know where I'm going. When I'm in my car, I'm driving around but I don't know where. Hello, Jim. Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster. This is Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster.
Da 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 da. Yes, it is Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster. How you doing, everybody? How we doing? Huh? Are we all right? What's going on, people? How are you? How are ya? What's going on? My name is Ray Lytle. Welcome to the program. Blah, 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 blah. We're back. We're here. We're queer. We're proud. The Morning Disaster's back from vacation last week doing a whole lot of nothing. I mean, I didn't do a damn thing. I didn't do a goddamn thing. I tried to take a couple days off and literally just do nothing. Of course, it's hard to do that. You know, it is hard to do that, but I did it anyway. You know, I tried my best, but you know, even when you try your best you end up getting involved with my daughter got sick, you know, that threw everything off. On one hand, it was good because I didn't have to pick her up from school, you know. But the other hand, she was sick. I mean, when your kid is sick, everything gets thrown into, it's like you're in a dryer, it's spinning around, you know. So I'm here. I don't know where Nikki is. Nikki texted me a little bit ago. And she goes, she texts me, by the way, I slept until literally, what time did I sleep till? Until 8:50, somehow. 8:50 something. And then I woke up and I had to go to the bathroom and I had to pee with, you know, a semi-erection from my sleep. There was all that going on. I had a lot of things to deal with when I woke up today. lot of things, you know, a lot of things to deal with. And yet, I dealt with them. I watched the Cubs and Cardinals last night. I really thought it was a great game. Unlike most people, I'm not worried about the ending because there's literally 161 more games left. So the ending of the game is not really going to bother me. But I thought it was a great game. It was 1-0 the whole time, and then it became, 3-1 or 3-0? And then Wilson Contreras hit that 3-run homer to tie it. I thought it was a fantastic game. And Grichuk hit that, hit a double to win it. I thought it was fantastic. I like the game. I see a bunch of people bitching about it. These people are all fired up. They're all ready. You get Cubs and Cardinals fans. They both think they win the fucking World Series just from winning the home opener. It was insane last night on Facebook. But I really liked the game. And then in between the game, I was flipping over to WrestleMania. Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
How are you?
I am finally here.
How you doing, Nikki?
I was watching the baseball game last night. And I flipped
I'm
over.
Sure you are.
I would flip over like during commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I would flip to a WrestleMania. Now, I said I wasn't going to do this. You know, like I told Al right before the game, I said, don't give me any spoilers because I'm going to watch, I said, don't give me any spoilers. So I'm going to watch the baseball game and I'll watch WrestleMania after. But I didn't do that. So I watched it during. So yeah. I missed some parts of it. You know, I flipped, like, for example, I was watching the baseball game. And I flip over to WrestleMania and I see what looks like the guy from Right Said Fred out there dancing.
But I guess a lot happened in that WrestleMania.
Yeah. It was crazy. Well, the first time I flipped over, the Hardy Boys were on.
Yeah.
And I thought they were showing like a replay of like the 2000s. Yeah. And then it was new. And I was like, oh, the Hardys are back on WWE. Okay, that's cool.
It was in Orlando, right?
Yeah, it was in Orlando.
Yeah, because I had a bunch of cousins that went.
And then I flipped over again and I saw what looked like the Right Said Fred guy dancing with a big fat black man.
Who was that?
I don't know. No. You remember, you know who Right Said Fred is, right?
Yeah.
Too sexy for the mic, yeah. Whatever it was, yeah. And he's wearing a white suit, and then the big fat black guy with him. Because I'm ready to go. And the one guy dancing in the suit, he wasn't singing anything. I mean, he was just going, yeah!
He was like a bodyguard?
Yeah. No, it turned out it was Pitbull.
Oh, the Pitbull?
Yeah, it was Pitbull. That Puerto Rican guy. I don't even know what, or Cuban, whatever the hell he is. I don't know what
forever.
He is. Yeah. And I don't even know what I'm not even sure what he does. I don't know if he's a singer or what he does.
He's a singer.
Yeah, but I don't think he really, he can't sing. I mean. He does know
like
that.
Like a sing rap kind of thing.
Yeah, he does. He's not a singer. I mean, that fucker cannot sing.
I like him.
Yeah, but he can't. He has no talent.
He talks.
He doesn't have a lot of talent. And he can't really dance either.
I like his music.
He doesn't have a lot of talent. I'm not. But it's not his music. It seemed to be the big black guy's music.
Well, I like it, whatever it is.
No, I like the fat black guy. Cause I'm ready to go. Whatever. I can't remember. I don't know. He looked way too fat to be on that stage. They usually don't give fat people a chance like that in Hollywood. That in itself was impressive. I mean, it looked, this is what it looked like to me. I only came back for a second.
Uh-huh.
But it looked like Right Said Fred.
Yeah.
And one of the fat boys were out there doing a rap.
Oh.
But it turned out it was Pitbull.
Uh-huh.
And he was with, let me get the name of that, hold on. He was with Lunchbox. The guy's name is Lunchbox Lewis.
Lunchbox Lewis.
That's his real name.
Okay. Well, if you got to have a name, why not be called Lunchbox?
That's his name. Lunchbox Lewis. Oh, my.
That sounds like a boxer's name.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is. His name is Lunchbox. Looks like he's ripping off. Looks like he's stealing lunchboxes.
Doesn't that sound like a boxer's name?
Oh, my.
Like from way back when?
God. Yeah. Oh, son of a bitch. How funny.
Did you get to see John Cena and Nikki Bella get engaged?
I saw the very end of it. Because I was going in between lyrics, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I missed it. Here's the song they were doing. Let me see if I can. I'll play a little bit of the song if I can get it.
Oh, you're still stuck on that.
Well, I want to.
Green light. Green light.
I'm trying to let Everybody you see.
Red light. Green light.
This is for your enjoyment.
Mr. 305.
You know, this is for you, Nikki. This is
well, John Cena is my entertainment.
You know what time it is. Give me the green light.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light.
Oh, this fat guy's ridiculous.
Because I'm ready to go.
Here's the song, Nikki. Are you dancing?
Yeah.
I can tell you're getting down. Now. Oh, that's Pitbull right there. Well, he just looked ridiculous. Pitbull is...
I kind of like that. I want to get up and exercise now.
Yeah, Pitbull is ridiculous. A Lunchbox Lewis ain't doing much exercising.
I thought you said he was bouncing around the stage.
Yeah, no. But there ain't no exercise going on.
A little bit of exercise.
No, he's barely walking. I mean, Lunchbox Lewis is, you know.
Is he waving his hand in the air?
Yeah, he's waving at the... I think he's saying he has a heart attack. He's waving his hands in the air to say, oh, please, I'm having a heart attack. Somebody please come save me.
No.
He's waving... He's asking for the EMTs. Corey says, Ray, how dare you not know who Pitbull is? He's Mr. Worldwide.
What?
He's joking. I think Pitbull's garbage. I really do. No, he's
listen
garbage.
Listen to a few of his other songs
he's
he has.
Garbage. He doesn't do anything.
He's been around since I used to go out clubbing.
Yeah, but he doesn't do any. I mean, listen, he's a very good. I'll tell you this. He's very good at taking a bunch of schlubs, okay? And convincing them it's a good idea to write a song and record it, all right?
Kind of Timbaland.
And let him get on the song.
Timbaland.
Yeah. He gets no. Timberland's a producer. No.
Timberland, but he gets on the song.
Yeah, but he's a producer. I mean, he. That's what's going on with him.
Oh.
But Pitbull, he gets on the. He puts himself on the song.
Mm-hmm.
Usually in the beginning of it or something, and he. Yeah, listen to the book. All right, everybody, down in the Miami, the 3 or whatever the whatever the area code is. That seems to be the thing, you know. I'm Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. Yeah, yeah. And he somehow talks about himself. I mean, this guy's a special kind of, you know. He's a special kind of garbage, I'll tell you what. And I mean, that's what he does. And he somehow convinces these schlubs that he's helping their song, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, like I said, he gets all the credit. He gets all the money. He get, you know. It's a pretty good business model. Al says, Lunchbox Lewis is the equivalent of a black gully. Yeah. He really
That's
is.
Nice.
I mean, he comes, he has all the, you know, it's like, you know how Gully has the good ideas and comes on and he's funny and, you know, he does his few lines. Hello, Ray. Got my good lines. Blah, 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 blah. Funny, 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 funny. Uh-huh. And then everybody says, oh, Ray Lytle had a good show today. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just like Lunchbox Lewis. He wrote this song. All right.
Mm-hmm.
He writes it. He calls, or he comes up with it. He writes the song. Then he gets with Pitbull, who somehow convinces him, yo, hey man, you got to put me on the song. Okay. And then Pitbull somehow makes the song about himself. You know what I mean? Yo, it's
That's
Pitbull.
Not how I
it's
remember.
Pitbull. Yeah, Mr. Worldwide. Yeah, I'm here. I'm Mr. Worldwide. And then he, after he makes a song about himself, he gets all the credit. People go, oh, that was a good Pitbull song.
No.
Pitbull didn't do shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. That's cool.
Yep.
He's a good looking guy.
Pitbull's good looking? Oh, he's not good looking at all.
I'm looking at him right now.
Oh, no. He looks dirty. He looks like he's up to no good. I'll tell you right now, nothing going on good about him.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, so that was somehow WrestleMania. I mean, we started this conversation talking about WrestleMania. We're supposed to be talking about wrestling. I flip over there and I see this. I'm like, what in the hell? And I text Al. I immediately text him because I know Al's watching. I go, what the hell's going on? The right said Fred guy's dancing with these large black people. And
he looks nothing like right said Fred.
And he's like, that's Pitbull. No, he looked like right. He looked like right said Fred.
Oh, my.
He really did. And Lunchbox Lewis is, I mean, he's not just a little small, but he's a big guy.
Yeah.
And he's got to be pushing 400 pounds.
Oh, my.
But he's out, you got to give him credit. He's out, I mean, except for waving his hands to have the EMTs come get him.
I got to look up this Lunchbox
Lewis. He was doing pretty well, you know. Because I'm ready to go. Ooh-oh-ee-oh-ee-oh. And they're of course doing it, and it just didn't sound like anyone was reacting to it, you know. It literally sounded like I can't even explain it. It literally sounded like no one cared, you know. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, my.
Yep.
You know, he kind of looks like Ruben Studdard.
Yeah, he does sort of look like Ruben Studdard. Let himself go. right? Does he?
Yeah.
I can't let myself go anymore. I really can't. I mean, no matter what, there's just no way. I'll die if I do that. Like, I've been really good on my diet.
Yeah.
Well, fairly good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had, you know, this is in spite of my family. All right? I mean, and I really mean that. I mean, this is despite, like, I'm trying to eat good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to do is I want to eat well. I want to stay on this diet, right? My wife goes and gets fucking pizza.
Just eat the toppings.
She goes, oh, Bella wants a pizza. And I go, well, I can't eat pizza.
You have a veggie pizza.
But she wants one. Let me just get some pizza. I said, okay, well, I'll take like one piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
My wife buys two fucking pizzas.
Get a veggie pizza for you.
No, she gets me a whole pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get pissed off. And so I bring it up, you know what I mean? I can tell, because number one, we're broke, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you want fucking pizza. You're going to have a hot dog, shut up and eat it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we buy pizzas from a really good place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the pizzas are expensive.
Right.
And then she buys two of them. One of the pizzas is just for me.
Oh, no.
And I go, why the fuck would you buy something I'm going to eat one slice of, you know?
Yeah.
So I felt forced to eat more than one slice. It's like because the whole pizza was, you know, I was the only person eating it. I felt like, oh, shit, I better eat more because it's just going to go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not happy. I'm like, this is it. No more. I swear to God, they have no clue how hard it is to do what I'm doing. My family has no idea.
Yeah.
They don't appreciate how hard I'm going to not look like Lunchbox Lewis.
Right.
And Lunchbox is going one way, I'm going the other.
Mm-hmm.
This is my goal, but they make it fucking hard. They make it harder, Nikki. Harder.
I understand what you're saying.
They should be making it easier.
Yes.
They make it harder. I mean, every day, I'm like, oh, God, I got such a craving for, no matter what it is. Oh, if I have such a craving for a cinnamon roll.
Mm-hmm.
Or such a craving for a donut. That's the other thing my wife made my daughter a donuts.
Mm-hmm.
She made her donuts. And I come home on a break from driving Uber, and she brings me a donut. I'm like, I know the donut's going to be delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to eat it. She's like, oh, take a donut. Come on. I made the donuts. And I'm like, oh, so I take a bite of the donut. Then she's like, oh, do you want another? I can make another one with cinnamon. I'm going, no. No, I don't want fucking donuts.
Right.
I feel like I'm guilted. Like, oh, shit, she went to all this trouble. I got to eat this donut. And then I took a bite, and it's fucking amazing. I mean, it's amazing. I'm like, oh, my God, this is a good, great fucking donut. And then I want to have 10 more. You know what I mean?
Right.
I swear to God, they just don't. They don't understand. They really don't understand what I go through.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what I say, no matter what I say, my wife goes, oh, you could just have a little of it. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's get you one. Thank God I'm not a fucking heroin addict. You know, I'm just a food addict. Because I'd be like, oh, God, I'm having such a craving. I just need a little heroin. Oh, come on. You can just have a little bit of it. Come on. Let me put it in the syringe for you. That'd be my wife. I mean, I need her. I need her to every once in a while when I go, oh, man, I'm having a craving for cookies or something, for her to go, no, you're fucking fat ass.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Listen, you fat ass. You know, have some discipline. You're not eating a cookie. You're not eating that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I know there's not
don't
a big...
Don't we all need that?
I know there's... Al says, better make sure your wife didn't take out a big life insurance policy on you. Maybe she's trying to kill you. No, I'm pretty sure that she did not take out an insurance policy on me, which is troubling because I need her to take an insurance policy out on me. I think my wife's convinced if she takes an insurance policy out of me that somehow I'll die. But I need her to take an insurance policy out of me so, God forbid, something happens. She takes care of Bella.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus. But my wife is afraid if she takes out an insurance policy on me that I'll die. I'm convinced that's what's... I'm convinced of
it. Well, when you guys got married, you should have done it.
You're right. No, we should.
Or when Bella was born.
Exactly. I mean, trust me, I would love to eat, but I can't. I can't do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. That's how it works.
So that was your whole vacation?
Well, my vacation was, I got, you know, the new MLB The Show came out.
Mm-hmm.
So that the reason I had my vacation, or the reason I wanted to take it was... so that I could just play the show and do nothing else. I just wanted to play MLB The Show and then sleep. But the servers weren't working for MLB The Show. The game came out Tuesday. It didn't start working until like Wednesday or Thursday or something.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, ridiculous. And then I had to drive Uber all weekend. So.
Yeah. I saw your selfie.
Yeah. I wish I knew where you lived. If I knew where you lived, I'd have driven by your house if I knew where you live. I don't know exactly where you are.
It's a secret. If I tell you, I might have to kill you.
That's fine if you feel it, but I'm like, no, I drove by Marvin's place a bunch, and I was halfway tempted. No, it's like because I know where he lives. He lives in the St. Nicholas, you know.
Yeah.
And I was halfway tempted. I'm like, God, I'm so bored. Maybe I'll call Marv and see if he wants to come down. And then I'm like, no, I'm not going to bother him, you know.
I live in the hood.
Well, you live in a high-rise.
In a hood area.
I know you a hood rat. Because you ready to go. Go, go. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, so. But I was going to call Marv. But then I'm like, I don't even know Marv wants to talk to me. But I was, you know, I was bored.
Right.
Because it gets slow downtown. Really does. Yeah. It's very slow.
Were they just not out?
I don't, you know what? I don't know, but I went and I woke up early on Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. And when I woke up early on Saturday, there was a lot of people wanting rides. Which was great.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was fun, you know. So that was busy, but the rest of the weekend, it just sort of, it really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I was in the wrong area or what was going on, but.
The first of the month, you got lots of people going to the grocery store.
You'd think, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, didn't you people just get your checks?
Yeah. You people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Us people just got our checks.
That's right. You poor people.
Friday night.
I want some of that money.
Not very much.
Well, even a little bit. I'm to the point, I find a quarter on the street, I'm happy. I'll pick that son of a bitch up.
My $16.
I mean, I have no shame. Oh, is that a quarter? Oh, yippee-i-ki.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I'm doing. Anyway. Yeah. So that was my vacation. What did you do?
I don't even remember.
I thought, didn't you say you were going to clean or?
Probably.
I mean, what you said you were going to do and what you did, I'm sure, are two different things. You know?
Right. I got up at like 4:30 this morning and had a healthy salad for breakfast. And
oh, you eating salad for breakfast? Oh.
Fruits and vegetables.
Oh, my heavens.
I had a horrible eating weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Pasta.
Oh, Nikki, no pasta.
I know.
Even my wife would go, no, you really can't have that.
I know.
Oh, boy.
And then they sent me home with a piece of Olive Garden's black tie pie or whatever.
Oh, no, you didn't take that, did you? Oh, no. You took the black tie pie.
That's why I'm having a salad for breakfast.
Is it actually called black tie pie?
Or black tie silk pie or whatever it is. The cheesecake and black cake. Hmm. Black chocolate cake. Black tie pie.
I don't know what it is. It sounds.
It's a layer of chocolate cake, and then it's got cheesecake, and then it's got the chocolate ganache and the chocolate chips on the outside.
Well, that sounds horrible for you. I mean, that just sounds like a heart attack waiting to happen.
That sounds so good.
I was driving Uber yesterday, and I had one craving. And I'm not going to name the business, but I had one craving, all right? I'm like, I want a taco. All I want is a taco
though.
With meat and cheese, little lettuce, and the sweet, whatever the mild sauce is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mouth, I had this taste, you know.
Yeah.
In my mind, I had this vision of how delicious it was going to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was convinced it was going to taste a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't even know how I developed this, because I never eat tacos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I could tell you, like, I know what a quarter pounder tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I order a quarter pounder, I know exactly what it's going to taste like.
Mm-hmm.
And I was convinced that I knew what the taco was going to taste like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I just want one taco.
Right.
And, you know, I save calories because I'm like, I'm just going to eat this one taco. And so I go to this place and I order the taco.
Uh-oh.
All right. I'm like, I'm going to get a hard shell because I can't have the soft because there's too many carbohydrates, you know. So I get the one little taco with the thing and I'm all excited. I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be fantastic. I didn't have a big breakfast. Oh, I'm just going to eat this taco for lunch. This is going to be fantastic. And I go to take a bite of the taco, and it tasted like dog shit.
Oh, no. Someone messed up the recipe?
I don't know.
Or it was old?
No, because you know what? It turned out that I didn't really know what that tastes like. In my mind, I somehow had thought that it tasted like my parents used to own a restaurant when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I owned a restaurant for like, you know, 4 months before it closed down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called the Taco Loco.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad would make, you know, he made the tacos and he had this. It was amazing how good it was. I mean, it truly was. It was unbelievable food that he made. And I, in my mind, I think I somehow thought it was going to taste like that. Like I was somehow, and I never even think, have you ever even heard me mention this before?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. See, I very rarely think about the restaurant that they had because it was such a short time. I mean, it was when I was a little kid and it was such a long time ago and it was only for a very short time. But in my mind, I transferred what that tasted like to this other thing, and I went and I took one bite, and I was like, "Oh my God!" And then I convinced myself, I said, "You know, I'm gonna take another bite, just in case, right? You know." And I took another bite, And then I threw it. I took the taco and I threw it back in the wrapper. And I, you know, wadded it up, put it in the bag, and I went and threw it in the fucking garbage.
Yeah, good.
Because it was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it was horrible. And then I couldn't get the taste of that taco out of my mouth.
Ugh, I hate that.
Like, two bites of a taco. It was disgusting. Mm-hmm. It literally was disgusting.
Ugh.
And I'm like, how in the hell do people eat this? How do they eat these tacos?
Mm-hmm.
Tasted horrible. It was like rancid dog shit is what it tasted like.
Gross.
But then I was let down. I was so let down.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, it put me in a mood.
Apparently.
I was like, oh, the taco didn't taste like I thought it would.
I hate when that happens.
Because usually you could eat a taco and then say, eh, you know what, that wasn't very good. But you still eat it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And so I decided I would take two bites and then throw it in the fucking garbage where it belonged.
Mm.
What are you writing with a highlighter? What are you?
What?
It sounds like you're writing with a highlighter.
You can hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
It's the mouse squeaking.
Oh, okay.
The little roller.
I thought you were highlighting things.
Like, what the mouse, when I scroll with it.
I'm like,
it,
what the hell is she doing over there?
It squeaks.
Yeah. Let's see what else is going on. I'll look what else. I got Uber stories for you somewhere. Oh, okay. I drove Saturday. So I started during the day, right?
Yeah.
And it was really busy during the day. I mean, it was just, I would drop somebody off and boop, it would ring again. I was like, oh, I better pick this person up. And they were short rides, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like when I go out at night, they're long rides sometimes. You got to pick somebody up and take them to, you know, a longer, but you get paid more when it's a longer ride.
Right.
So it's a bunch of short rides that you do during the day, but there was a bunch of them. And then it started getting, so then I went home for a little bit, then I went back out. And at night, there was nothing going on. I mean, nothing.
That's weird.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Probably because everybody was in St. Louis.
This was Saturday. Now, this wasn't last night. This was Saturday night. And I was like, what the hell is, why? Where is everyone?
Uh-huh.
Nobody. And I was like, so I was sitting downtown. I'm like, God damn, my app's not ringing. What's going on? And then I drive up, and I look inside Floyd's, which is usually, Floyd's is usually the most popular of all the bars. There's nobody in Floyd's.
Was there a show out at Boondocks or something?
No, I don't know what was, I don't know what was going on. I think I was just in the wrong place. Like, maybe this is the weekend that everybody decided to,
just to stay home?
Well, either that or go, maybe they were going to the office or the Blue Grouch or whatever, you know. Harry's, I don't know what they were doing.
Huh. Weird.
It was probably all the curb in. I didn't even get to the curb in. I took
I know,
no
a few
rides.
Of my friends went out there.
I had no rides from the curb in. Yeah, so I sat downtown right around from like midnight to 1 a.m., you know, which is when it gets busiest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go, screw it, you know. I go, I'm going home. And then now while I was driving home, I had to pick up one guy and take him over to his place in Springfield. And then I start taking Chatham Road back to Chatham.
Mm-hmm.
And my app goes off. And this is like at 1 something in the morning. And I had to go pick up a kid from Seven Pines and he wanted to go out to UIS.
Yeah.
And he's telling me the story. He works at Olive Garden and blah, 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 you know. But then I dropped off. Usually I'll stay out sometimes Saturday until really late, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I pick up people at 1 and then and it goes all the way till 3 and I pick up people at 3, you know.
Mm-hmm.
and it's a good time.
But that was this weekend.
It was boring as hell. It was just boring. I think a bunch of people went home early, too. I don't know what was going on. But it's like very few people. A bunch of people were choosing to drink and drive.
Apparently so.
Like I pick up this one. I go to Brook Hills and I pick up this one woman. And she walks out with this guy. And she gets in the car. But her boyfriend, he walks into the parking lot.
He's probably hammered.
No, he wanted to drive.
Oh, no.
And the woman's like, well, I'm not going to ride with you. I'm getting an Uber.
Oh, God.
So I go, well, why doesn't he get in the car with us? Oh, no, he wants to drive. I said, and I'm looking at him. He's tripping all over the place.
No, jeez.
I mean, this fucker can't walk, okay?
Right.
He's way too drunk. And she's like, no, he wants to drive. I said, okay, I'm just not going to ride with him. Because I don't want to... Because I don't want to, die. I go, well, but do you want him to die? Oh, he'll be all right. And I go, what? No, you don't want him to drive. So I was really getting concerned about the guy, you know. I was legitimately concerned. And then she goes, he's probably just going to walk right back into the bar when we pull out, you know.
Oh, God.
Which, by the way, I looked. And that's exactly what he did. Right when we were pulling out, he started walking back into the bar.
Right.
To go drink more. But this guy was a mess. And the woman was okay with it.
Mm-hmm. She was probably so messed up, she didn't care.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God. It was insane. And then I get this call on... Saturday afternoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to go to this people's, I get this call to pick this guy up at his house. So I go over there, right? And the house is near the lake. So it's a long ride to go get the kid. And I'm in a mood, you know?
Oh, no.
And I pull up, the guy's not there. And so I text, and I go, come on, let's go. I'm like, well, I text nice at first. I'm like, hey, I'm outside your house. All right, we're ready to go. Let's do it. Nothing. And, I mean, I'm waiting. And I'm waiting for a considerable amount of time.
Yeah.
So now I'm getting pissed. And I text, you got 2 minutes. Get the fuck out here. You know what I mean? I'm starting to get pissed off now. Because I hate driving that distance to get someone, and I know I'm not going to get paid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I call. There's no answer.
Uh-oh.
It goes to, boop, the voicemail is not set up. And I'm like, what in the hell? So then this woman comes out of the house, all right? And she's on the phone with someone. And I'm thinking that this is the woman that's coming to get in the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. She walks over and she goes, hey, what are you doing? I said, I got an Uber. Somebody ordered an Uber from this location. And she looks in and she goes, oh my God, it's my brother. And I go, and I'm like, no offense, but where the fuck's your brother? I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm out here waiting for 10 minutes. She goes, Uber's the worst thing that happened. She goes, you know, he orders an Uber and he gets so drunk that he can't.
He passes out.
Yeah, he passes out before you guys get here.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I mean, I'm pissed right now.
Uh-huh.
And I go, I apologize. I don't mean to take this out on you, but this is fucking bullshit.
Oh.
You know, and I don't rip into her, but I'm definitely commenting on her brother and how irresponsible it is. I said, you know, it caught. I said, listen, I was on my way to downtown. I had to turn all the way around, come all the way out here to go get your brother, and then I got to sit here, and I'm not getting any other rides while I'm waiting for him. And he's fucking passed out. I said, wow. He's passed out? So this woman, who was very, like I said, very sweet. She was nice. She goes, you know, I'm going to give you, for your time, I'm going to give you some money, which I thought was very sweet, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then she goes, I just don't pick him up anymore. I said, well, if he orders a ride, you know what? I can't just not pick him up.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, he's a drunk. And so the guy comes out of the house.
Uh-oh.
And he's stumbling. All right.
Uh-huh.
But she gave me the money.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, screw this. So I start to pull away.
Right.
And the drunk guy's in the yard.
Oh, no.
Stumbling or falling uh-huh. down, you know. The sister's yelling at him. And then I get on the highway, and the guy brings up another one.
Oh, no.
And I see it's the same guy, same address. And I'm like, I'm just ignoring it. I'm not going to go through it. Screw it.
Right.
And then yesterday.
He called again?
No, but it's a similar story. I go out driving yesterday. And every ride I get is short, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm angry. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm driving this Uber. I'm not getting any rides.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do get rides, they're like little piddly-ass $3 rides. They're not paying anything, you know.
Right.
This guy calls from Toronto Road area, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, let me go all the way down there, you know. So I go to Toronto Road and I got to pull into this neighborhood, right? And I get in there and there's a guy with old-fashioned sweatpants and a cane. You know what I mean? And a t-shirt.
Okay.
And he just looked dirty. You know?
Yeah.
Like he just, oh, God, it's going to smell awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why has God forsaken me? You know? Why do I have this guy? Now, he didn't smell. Thank God. Seemed like he'd actually showered and washed his crotch. And thank God, you know? But he gets in the car. And he goes, all right, you're going to take me to Quick and Easy. And I'm like, what? Quick and Easy is like, it's right behind your fucking house.
Maybe he couldn't walk there.
You need to take me to Quick and Easy and take me back, is what he says.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I drive the guy to Quick and Easy. Right, I should have shut it off and said, now you order another one, fucker.
Mm-hmm.
But I wait for him. And he comes out with a gigantic. And I mean, this is the biggest bottle of whiskey I've ever seen in my life. Nikki, this is like a 3-liter gallon of, it was, I've never seen this much whiskey in a bottle before. Do you know what I'm, I mean, I don't know.
Is the handle?
It was fucking gigantic.
Yeah.
Is how much. I can't even describe how much whiskey this was. And a couple packs of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge bottle of whiskey.
Wow.
And then he goes, take me home. All right, no tip, no nothing. I'm sure he was on some type of government aid. And literally, I mean, I had to drive all the way to this guy's house to pick him up, take him behind his house,
mm-hmm.
and then take him home.
Right.
And so we get to Quick and Easy. He goes, I'll show you a shortcut on the way home.
I'm like, shortcut?
I go, motherfucker, how could this trip get any shorter? I mean, I'm a big fat ass. I could have walked to Quick and Easy. without waving my hands in the air like Lunchbox Lewis, having the EMTs come get me. I mean, I could have walked.
Right.
I'll show you a shortcut. And you know what? Sure enough, the fucker showed me a shortcut.
Oh,
he goes,
no.
Go this way. And I go, and we pull out a quick and easy, and it's, there's this house.
Like, oh, no.
I was like, what the fuck?
And I go, back door.
I go, dude, I know you're on a cane, you know. I know you got whatever injuries you're drinking off there, because, I mean, if you really stop and think about it, it's a pretty sad existence he's got going on there, but I'm not going to think about that, you know.
Right.
I'm going to instead just talk about the absurdity of the situation and make fun of it.
Right.
But, you know, you don't live that far from quick and easy. For you to find a fucking shortcut is pretty impressive, you know.
For the Uber that you ordered.
To save yourself money. Yeah, and this guy wasn't tipping anything. Yeah, thanks. He goes, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. And you could just tell he was good. That was his whiskey for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I can tell it is he goes, yeah, I order an Uber every day.
He drinks that much?
I think that's what's going on. Yeah. And he said he orders an Uber all the time. I order an Uber all the time. I get it like every day. And I'm like, what? And the whole thing is he bought that giant bottle of whiskey, but he only got like two packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, that's good for the day.
That's what I'm thinking. And I'm like, what kind of existence is this?
It's a sad one.
I mean, that's so much whiskey.
Yep.
He must be drinking off some major pain. He seemed to have a nice house, though.
Yep.
But I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot more to that if you think
he's
about
fighting
it.
Fighting some demons.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it, but boy, he's a cheap fucker. God damn it. Take me to quick and easy. It's right behind your house.
Right.
I mean, that ride didn't even register. I bet there's Uber drivers that just get pissed when they get that one.
0.1 of an mile.
Yeah. Like, you don't even go, for the whole trip, you don't even go a mile.
Mm.
Not even a mile. And that's even going the long way, Nikki.
Give me your 50 cent.
Even going the long way. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So it was needless to say, it was, for Uber, there's just a minimum charge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you go 10 feet, there's a certain charge.
Right.
That's what this was. This was just minimum charge, which you don't get paid shit for minimum charge.
Right.
And I'm like, it's going to cost me more money in gas waiting for this bum leg fucker to walk out to the car from getting his whiskey that I'll make on the whole trip, you know?
Right.
So I'm going to see that address comes up. I'm never going there again. Screw that.
That's funny.
Yeah. That was like how my Uber weekend went. I usually like Uber driving. Oh, I did have a couple. This is cool, though. I got a couple young guys. And I say young. Hell, they're probably in their 30s. But I pick up a couple guys around 11-something on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And I'm picking them up, and I'm taking them home. And as I'm talking to them, I don't even know how it comes up, but the guy goes, you know, what's your name? I go, my name's Raymond. Because in my Uber app, it says Raymond. Okay.
Yeah.
But he figures out, and he goes, Ray who? I go, oh, Ray Lytle. And he goes, holy shit, you're Ray Lytle. The other guy's like, oh, my God, you're Ray Lytle. These guys, as it turns out, were in high school when the morning disaster was on.
Oh, cool.
they were huge fans.
Mm-hmm.
And they just wanted to talk about the morning disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just reminding me of things that we did. It was actually really fun, you know.
Yeah.
Because 9 out of 10 rides, people notice who I am,
mm-hmm.
you know. And a lot of fans of, like, WMY. Like, WMY has a lot of freaking fans, a lot of listeners, you know.
Yeah.
They recognize me from being on WMY. Like, I might be on, just depending, Jim Leach has a family situation that crept up, and depending on how what's going on with that, I might have to work today.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so I might be back there sooner rather than later. I have, you know, I got that going on.
Uh-huh.
But there's so many fans of that show, and I'm constantly talking about it. Yeah, you know, I like it, and blah, blah, blah. Why don't you get a show? And I'm like, well, there's more to it than just you saying that. Why don't you replace so-and-so? Why don't you? And so there's a lot of good conversations. I have conversations with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to talk politics, or they just want to talk, you know. But these guys were just specific fans of the morning disaster.
Yeah.
And they were just, the best memories. Oh, my God. Yeah. They were asking me questions about everybody and, you know, how so-and-so, well, he's dead. Oh. You know, I was just letting people, you know, how's Marvin and how's Bodine and
yeah.
Can you tell me about when this happened? What was the real story? They were genuinely nice and genuinely inquisitive about what went on in those days. And I'll tell you what, it was the nicest conversation.
That's cool.
And I think I even put it on, maybe I didn't. I thought I put it on Facebook.
You did have somebody put on something about the Harry Carey.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I put it on, let me check my Facebook, because I never know. I don't know.
It was on the Morning Disaster page. Somebody put something about some Harry Carey bit that you guys had done when you were in Peoria.
Oh, really? I don't know. I see. I haven't. I should go on that. I haven't.
Where you had two Harry Careys arguing about who the real Harry Carey was.
Oh, that's funny. Let's see. But what did I put on there? I put, there's a lot of tweets about last night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I love the days when you were broadcasting from Peoria. One time in particular, you had a guy on that did a great impression of Harry Carey. You had this guy on that sounded like Harry, called the other guy and pretend he was the real Harry Carey. I was rolling on the floor. Can't recall what was said, but it was... But at that moment, my gut was killing me from laughing so hard. Guessing it was between 89 and 91. Oh, this is how sweet. How nice.
Uh-huh.
And that was, I am remembering that. That was, who the hell did we call? We called a member of the Cubs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we called catcher Hector Villanueva. All right? And we had a comedian named Kenny Severa who does the best Harry Carey impersonation.
Right.
He sounded, and I'm sure he still does, but he sounded just like Harry Carey.
Mm-hmm.
And we called this baseball player and had Harry talk to him. And Severa's just saying like the most outlandish shit. You know, Hector, next time I see you, you need to come up to me and blah, blah, blah. Okay, yes, I will, Harry. And this guy was like Venezuelan or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the craziest fuck. Next time you get a hit, I want you to throw both hands up in the air and wiggle your tush and, you know, just whatever. And the next game, the guy did it. The guy got on base and actually looked towards the booth and did it. And I remember sitting home and just, I was just laughing my ass off going, oh my God, I can't believe this. I got to find that bit. That was from like 91.
Right.
Man, that's funny. I can't remember the guy.
That's funny.
Here's what I put on there. I said, I love hearing stories about how important the morning disaster was to people all those years ago. The stories make me feel young and really happy we took the chances we did. Every weekend when I drive Uber, or when I drive for Uber, I hear the best stories. And that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I thought I'd put it on Facebook. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Good.
So I got that story, and I really liked it. Let's see. What else is... You can tell I'm just going off a piece of paper of stuff I wrote down to talk about.
Yeah.
because I got to, you know, when you take a few days... And by the way, there were people on Morning Disaster page that were like, where the hell are you guys? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like...
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we made it very clear, right?
Yeah.
Like, we made it very clear. We were going to do one show next week, and then we're just going to take a few days off because we needed it.
Oh,
man.
TJ did it again. He called me at like 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, God. Yeah. He thinks that's appropriate.
I know he does.
Which, by the way, for most people, it is rather appropriate. But
it's not appropriate.
But not for you.
Not for me. And not when you're on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sleep-in time. And I turned, after I let it ring, I saw who it was. I turned the ringer off for the rest of the day.
I'll tell you what, I have my phone on silence.
I did. I kept it on silent for the rest of the
day. Yeah, I just didn't even put the thing, because I was staying up till 4 or 5 in the morning playing this video game.
I was too.
2 days of straight video game playing. Thursday and Friday.
I was just fiddle-jacking around.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun. I needed a couple days off. Because I got a feeling my life's going to get busier, you know.
Yeah, hopefully.
I really do have a feeling. And I hope not. Listen, I want to work today, you know, because I like working. Mm-hmm. But then I don't want to because... I don't know what's going on with Jim's family,
mm-hmm.
but it's a personal family thing, so I don't want anything bad to happen to his family.
Right.
That requires me having to fill in for him.
Right.
So, you know.
Gotcha.
So I hope I don't have to work because of that. It'd be one thing if somebody was taking a... you know.
Just a day off.
Yeah, but that's not the case. It's, you know.
Wednesday, can we start a little early so I can leave a little early?
That's fine, yeah.
Because I'm going to Jacksonville. I got to be there by 10:30.
No problem. Yeah, we
so
can
start at like 8:30.
That's fine. Right.
Cool.
Yeah, we should probably wrap her up. Yeah, tomorrow I have another appointment at like 11, but we're good to go tomorrow.
Okay. So I'm glad you survived your appointment.
And I'm glad that you... Oh, yes. Oh, that was the last thing, wasn't it? Yeah, my appointment was actually really good.
Good.
I tell you, I was very glad I went.
I'm glad you went, too.
I really was.
It was no big deal.
Yeah. And you were right.
About what? It not being a big deal?
Yeah, you were right. What you told me to do made all the difference. You said, get valet parking.
Yeah.
Nikki told me, get valet parked. And if you need to, ask for assistance. They'll give you a wheelchair.
Right.
But I walked. I was fine. Which shocked me, by the way, because my knee, I lost enough weight to where my knees don't hurt that much, you know.
Right.
So I was able to, valet parked, and then I walked all the way to where the meeting was. I was fine.
Cool.
Yeah. And it seemed everything was, everything was good, you know.
Yeah.
For the test. And they only did the test with, they put stuff in my heart and then they did the echo.
Yeah.
which was weird because I could see my heart, you know.
Yeah. I think that's fun to watch.
That was awesome. It you know. Mm-hmm. And I know what the ventricle that opens up and closes, or the valve, mm-hmm.
the valve.
And I know what a heart murmur looks like.
Mhm.
But I didn't have that.
Well, they wouldn't have continued with it if you had a heart murmur.
So. Because it usually lifts up and goes down. And they say a heart murmur kind of stays open.
Mm-hmm.
None of that was happening.
Good.
And it seemed to be working properly, you mm-hmm. know.
That's good.
And she says, yeah, they'll notify you if there's anything. And nobody's notified me, so I must have been, you know.
They would have notified you immediately.
Yeah.
At least for me, that's what they did.
But she didn't even do the other test.
They notified me within 2 days.
Oh, that there was something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I must have been okay.
Sounds good.
So, like, when I got my initial testing and it was perfect, maybe it was right.
Yeah, no.
Which I don't know how. I don't know how a man over 400 pounds has a, you know.
Good heart.
Yeah, but thank
God.
You got
good genes then.
I guess I do. Some Wranglers, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm rocking some Wranglers.
See, I've got bad genes, so. On my mom's side.
You got Levi's. You need some badass jeans like Wranglers. I saw a guy yesterday riding a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not judging. Well, I am judging a little. But I'm not. This guy had a coat on that said Marines, all right?
Uh-huh.
He had gloves on that said Marines.
Uh-huh.
On the back of the fucking motorcycle helmet, it was Marines.
Uh-huh.
On the license plate, it was something, 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 USMC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this guy. I go, I don't think it's possible to get any more Marine shit on there.
That's probably a recruiter.
I don't know what he was, but God, I got to tell you. I mean, I'm...
They're a proud bunch.
I'm patriotic, okay?
There is nobody prouder than a Marine.
God damn, this guy was... Boy, he just seemed way too happy to be about being a Marine.
There is no other branch happier.
And then I was like, oh, I wonder, maybe this is a guy that's like a fake guy, you know? Like those guys that...
No.
Walk around saying they're in the military.
If the Marine finds out that he's faking,
yeah, exactly,
he won't
right?
live very long.
But I was like, this guy's a... And I started thinking, like, who makes money from that? You know what I mean? Who makes money from the Marine logo? Is it the United States government?
I don't know. Probably the... Because
somebody has licensed that logo to for merchandising.
Who? Hold on a second. Who makes money from the licensing of the Marine product?
Oh, she's checking Siri.
The government?
Yeah.
The Marine Corps?
I mean, it was
the Marine Corps gets it.
The Marine Corps, yeah. I mean, whoever's doing that, it's brilliant.
Because mm-hmm.
they got Marine socks. I mean, they got everything.
Oh, they've got Marine everything.
It's this guy was wearing every piece of Marine clothing. I mean, I'm pretty sure if he pulled on his pants, he'd see he had some Marine underwear on.
Probably.
I mean, this guy wipes his ass with Marine toilet paper. I mean, he was, and I'm not being, you know, offensive. But this guy was everything Marines.
I bet you he was a recruiter.
Something was going on because I'm like, you know, I don't know if I'd be so happy to wear. I mean, our Marines the first line of defense in war and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Don't Marines go to battle? I mean, oh.
They are proud.
Yeah. My dad was a Marine. I know. He fought in World... He fought in the Vietnam.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying this guy was a little too Marined up. I took a picture of him for you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm going to send you the picture.
Okay.
After I edit.
After you what?
After I gotta edit it. I gotta find the guy. I gotta blow up the picture.
Uh huh.
So you can see all the Marine stuff on him, you know.
Oh, were you driving?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm gonna send you. Hold on. I'm gonna send you the picture just where you can see his, coat. You can sort of see his gloves. You could see his helmet, and you could see his license plate. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm going to send this to you, and you're going to laugh. You're going to be like, holy shit, you're right.
No, I won't.
You know, I'm serious. You're going to look at it, and you're going to go, holy crap, it's a lot of Marine shit.
He's probably a recruiter.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Perhaps you're right, Nikki. Let me send you something. Hold on. Where? How do I get you? Because I want to do this before we get off today.
No, I'd laugh if it was Air Force.
Yeah, that's what I'd be. If I would have gone to the service, I'd have gone Air Force. Because they're the easiest, right?
Yeah.
I'm a big pussy.
There, you got the joke.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a pussy. I don't have time for this, you know. Whatever they got going on. I got to... Okay, how do I edit the picture? Do you know how I edit in Facebook?
Just send it.
Well, because I want you to blow the picture up so you could see.
I can do that on my own.
Oh, here we go. Edit. All right. How do I... Oh, you motherfucker. Hold on. Oh, I got to... I'm just going to send you the whole picture, okay?
I know. I'll be able to blow it up. I've got software. I can do that okay. On this computer.
I'm sending it to you right now. Now take it and blow it up, you know. Or just pull it on your phone. Just take it and then just spread the...
I'm not on the phone. I'm on Skype.
Well, whatever. If you get your phone with, you just, you know.
He's probably a recruiter.
You looking at it now?
Yeah.
You're laughing. Look at his license.
No, I think he's probably a recruiter.
Look at that license plate. I mean, there's nothing on this guy's person that doesn't say Marines, right?
Yeah.
I got to say, this guy probably mounts his wife while he is singing the Marine Corps anthem so he can do it in a proficient, orderly, military manner.
Oh. You know, girls drop panties for Marines.
My father, let's not be mentioning that. My father was a Marine. I don't need to know about anyone dropping their panties for my father. I got enough problems with that.
Got any front pictures? Is he good looking?
No, I didn't see the guy's front. I just saw... you know.
Okay. Is he single?
How the hell? So you're.
I like Marines.
I just want you. I wanted you to look at the picture to just get the gist of what I'm talking about with the things the guy. With all the Marine logos.
I don't think it's too much.
I didn't say it was too much. I said it's a lot of logos. I mean,
think about people that wear all the Harley Davidson stuff.
Exactly. No, I got a problem. I guess it's not a problem, but I have issues with them too.
Oh my!
I mean, one or two is sufficient. You don't need to act like. I mean, this guy's. It's like he's a NASCAR driver with publicizing Marines.
He's probably a recruiter.
And maybe. And I got nothing wrong with being proud about. What, you know, where you served, and that's fine, but good Lord. Just seemed, unless they're giving away the shit for free.
Just seemed, a recruiter would have his hands on all that stuff.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it is a recruiter.
And if he's on his way to work or something, he's probably in uniform.
I hope he paid for it. He's not just grabbing the free stuff. Like, oh, shit, I want to go take a bike ride today. I'm just going to put all my Marine shit on. Let me just grab this stuff from the closet. I hope that wasn't the case.
You're funny.
All right, anyway, that's today's show.
Okay.
Thank everybody for listening. We're back tomorrow at 9 a.m., and then we're going to start early on Wednesday.
Yes.
For Nikki.
Yes.
And we're back, thank God, after a week off. Thank you for listening to MorningDisaster.net. That's it for the show. Later, Nikki.
Bye.